Hello and welcome to the Impact Dynamics podcast.
I'm Andy Little.
My name's Rusty. We've thrown it already. It's too much hot sauce kicking around already, and we can't hear the intro. It's going well.
Yeah.
What up, producer?
Match director, mate. Match director.
Chemistry powder, bang.
I hope that's enough.
We need your vote.
Now we've caught up to where we are on the podcast.
All right, go on back.
Roll the outro. All right, well, was that the intro, Josh?
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's
the outro is going to be no better.
All over it.
A stellar setup. Excellent. Here we go.
That is better than we've done the last few weeks. we almost got it right.
Not bloody wrong. Well, this is the hot wings, hot sauce episode. What are we calling it, Plushy?
Extra hot.
Okay.
Episode.
The extra hot episode.
That's it.
Thanks, Andy, for the suggestion. Oh, we've moved down to the warehouse, which is why it looks different for those who are watching. And we have an audience.
Woo!
Fairly disinterested.
Go audience!
Thank you.
Right, well, gents, we are here to eat some hot sauce and wings. That is part of the deal. So I've got a bunch of questions for you guys about our shooting history and stuff we've done and all that sort of gear.
Mm-hmm.
But let's kick off with some wings. Where are we starting with sauce-wise? Should we start around the medium level?
Let's go to medium hot.
Tomato.
All right.
Tomato.
All right, I'm going to grab something.
I don't think tomato made it onto the desk.
Is
this in any particular order?
No. I've got, that's a mild one. Should we start with a mild?
Why not? What about the mango? The mango chili is good. Right. Let's go with the mango chili. I reckon Josh can handle mango chili.
I said I would try one.
He said he'd try one. I actually have recorded what Josh said he would try.
Right.
So
well, I mean,
I'm going to have some mango. Some mango.
Screenshots will not make it to this podcast.
They're not screenshots, they're videos. Hot sauce mango from Grumpy Gary's. This is a 6 out of 10 burn. There you go, gentlemen. Get into that one. So my first question, Josh, because you're not partaking in the hot sauce yet.
Good.
My first question goes to you. What was the first experience you had with firearms?
My first experience with firearms was shooting a 22 at some family's property.
How old were you?
I would have been 22.
How is that?
Convenient.
Did you make that up? Yeah, I jumped forward and then went back.
Okay, good. Yep. 22. Okay, so not too long ago.
No, not too long ago.
What about you, Plushy? How's your mango sauce?
It is good.
Hot wings.
It's the sort of thing you put on your steak.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Very mild.
I can't remember the first time I shot a gun. I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. I don't know. I would say less than 10.
I guess you're very old now,
so that's a while ago.
That's rough.
Rough and true.
I cooked you wings and everything. You're still going to hang shit on me.
Rough like you are.
Yeah. What did you expect?
It's not what you said earlier.
All right. When you were about 10 or so. And what was it, 22?
Air rifle, 22.
Mm-hmm.
That was the main stuff.
Okay. Andy, what about you, mate?
Yeah, I was up at Uncle's farm. I was pretty young. Maybe entering my teens. I reckon it was a 22 and an air rifle.
Okay.
Yeah.
You haven't left your teens yet, have you?
No. It's amazing.
Still acting the same. I think I was, I remember. I was 6 in country Victoria. And we went over to a family's, friend of the family's property. And I remember getting down behind the 22. I was about to take my first shot. My dad said, nope, stop. And
pointed the other way.
Yeah, pointed the
other way. Was he an arrow?
There was some fencing wire that had sort of, I'd gone into a position and there was fencing wire across the barrel. So we repositioned and then went and, hooked ever since, I think.
That's a pretty good memory. I don't remember much from, if anything, from
that. Don't ask me what happened last week.
Right.
Yeah. But, back then, core memories. Core memories created. That's where it is. So speaking of core memories, we're going to create one for Josh tonight. So for those who are perhaps new to the show, Josh does not deal with pepper very well, let alone anything spicy.
I was going to say there's no pepper here.
I was going to say, even salt's a challenge. So he's going to have one of these. He might have several wings, but he's going to have one of these sauces. Now, from the record that Josh has said, Josh is going to have.
Here we go.
I've got
one.
One. Yeah. Correct. I'm not disagreeing with that. Plushy, you want to choose the next sauce? You can wander around.
Next sauce or the one that Josh is having?
The next sauce.
No, the next sauce.
Josh is going to hang to the end.
Calm down, Jesus.
What was that one that I just put on Josh's drink? That was good.
So Josh has stated in the podcast he committed to, he stated this.
I will try one at the lower scale.
So behind me is a set of scales on the ground, which would make that the lowest scale. So whichever hot sauce ends up on the lowest scale,
I should have clued on to that way earlier,
will be the one right. that Josh tries.
I was wondering what that was for.
So at the moment, we all said that Josh would comfortably have that mango sauce, and none of us reacted to that mango sauce, Josh.
We don't
want
it. I
wasn't looking.
So we decided that wasn't the sauce.
So currently, that's the one on the lowest scale.
Right, yep, gotcha.
But it could change.
I see where we're going with this.
Right.
All right, let's see how we go.
I should have gone to the dentist earlier today.
You should have got to work earlier this morning, so I didn't have time with one of the editors to find the clip.
All right, this one is called Carolina Reaper.
Oh, here we go. All right, into the next.
We could open ourselves to a whole new audience tonight.
we could, but they won't like us either.
Yeah.
No one does.
Nah, fair
Has this got a rating? Hot.
Right.
Extra
well,
hot.
I think we all covered the next question, which was what was the first firearm you remember shooting? Because that was the first firearm experience we had. I don't think I had a particular firearm.
Do you still have that firearm?
Do I have it? No, I don't even remember what it was. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was one of the later questions, so we've jumped ahead.
No, I have a question for you. What was the first firearm you remember shooting?
He's trying to distract us.
Oh, no, that's
all.
The second one. What's the most interesting firearm that you have owned?
Oh, boom.
Firearm that I've owned.
Mm.
I do have an answer actually for this one, but I'm currently pouring Carolina Reaper
that's
onto
a good
it.
Question. Interesting to who?
To you.
Interesting to me. My comp gun. Interesting to other people. maybe a lever action 44?
Well, it's what's interesting to you.
Oh.
That lever was action the question.
44. It's been in, a particular one's been in my family since the early 1900s.
Okay.
My great grandpa, in the early 1900s had it and has been passed through my family to everybody and now it's in my possessions. That's pretty cool.
Very good. I had I don't have it anymore, but I had a Springfield M6 Scout.
Ooh.
So if you're not familiar with those guns, they were a break action gun that would break down literally to two parts. And they were variations of them. They were either a 22 and 410 or 22 Hornet or 22 Magnum. And they were actually put into ejection seats in some planes in, I think, Vietnam era. But I could have that wrong.
Yeah, right.
And so that they were like a survival gun. So if you ejected out of the plane and you landed, you had a firearm of some sort that would be able to hunt with. And in the actual gun, so the cheek rest would actually lift up and in there was little compartments where you would have fishing wire and other bits and pieces to survive, and snares and stuff.
That's cool.
They were a pretty rad little gun.
Mm.
That's pretty cool.
So that was the most interesting firearm I've had. Andy?
I don't know if I've had any real interesting ones.
You're 270, obviously.
Reckon that's interesting?
No, but it's all you've had.
That's my first one.
What about your bastardized 22?
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, that was interesting.
That thing's got a story to tell.
It does. So a little Ruger American rimfire with the green polymer stock, and I probably spent way too much money and time on that rifle. cut down the stock, filled it with epoxy to try and stiffen up the forend, made things worse. You know, just
like a sparky
screwed on. Yeah, screwed on attachments everywhere, and then I just thank you.
How long was that for? In 1.5 or 2 inches, or
It was closer to two. Yeah.
So it was growing over its time.
Yeah.
Two things about this: a Bullseye Carolina Reaper with black garlic hot sauce. Getting the plugs in. Where's the lid? First up. And two, that's pretty tasty, actually.
It's very good.
It's not bad.
It's got a bit of burn to it, but it's very tasty.
It has a bit of burn to it. And put that one back over there.
That could be overtaking the mango as the lowest.
No, I think mango's tastier, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Mango's tastier.
But there's more coming.
Yeah. Okay.
I still might walk out on this podcast.
You won't be able to walk. You're
giving you 30%.
All right. Andy, would you like to choose a hot sauce?
To be honest, I don't really know what brands and hot sauces I'm looking at. So,
all right,
you should stay clear of that. That's hot.
While you choose a hot sauce, I have another question for you.
Oh, okay.
What did you do before shooting PRS?
Not much.
Not much.
Had money.
Yeah. We went on holidays and stuff. Yeah.
But in terms of your shooting experiences, what did you do before you got into PRS?
No, it's boring. We talked about it before. I shot F class. All right. Let's stop talking about it.
No.
You old man.
You shot F-class.
I shot
air rifles.
That shows your age.
I shot 22. I shot, what else did I do? No, mostly F-class.
It's hunting. Mild, Andy.
I told you, I don't know what I'm looking at.
It says mild. M-I-L-D says at the bottom.
Oh, there you go.
Yep, yeah, cool.
Words on it. Well, we can try a mild one.
Try it, yeah. Hasn't been so open.
Clearly, Sparky's good with English.
I just don't know what I'm looking
Depends
at.
Depends on the Sparky.
Mm. But because I'm interested, tell me about your F-class stuff. Because I don't actually know a whole heap about your shooting journey.
Right, really?
No.
Oh, wow.
I don't listen to these.
Oh, me either. yeah, I got into F-class shooting probably 6-7 years before I got into PRS. Started out with a single-shot OMark 308. I've still got it.
do you ever sell guns?
They're too hard to make up the lies as to why you need to get them, so you don't give them away. Then I built a proper open class comp gun and shot that for a bit, and then did okay with that.
Only okay, so like you normally shoot.
Okay, I had my moments.
This is like
so like normal then.
Yeah, this is like triple C thick sauce.
Cool.
Yeah, this is proper.
Look out!
This is so we should actually say the names of these for 13 Angry Scorpions, Bloodhound, a barbecue style chipotle sauce. Mild. Josh, this is probably well within your realm to start with. But anyway.
I doubt that.
Do you know the mistake I made? I went and looked at a PRI back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think Andy and I actually met on that PRI.
I reckon.
Went and had a look. And then
oh,
you
poor person.
Yeah, I know. And then
I was talking
didn't,
to Andy.
Didn't
then,
shoot
sorry.
Much F-class anymore after that.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Mm. Andy, what about you as you source up your wing? What did you do with pre-PRS shootings related?
Shooting related pre-PRS. no, I think I was.
He took an English class.
English.
Josh, you could actually eat that one. That is more than comfortable.
I still doubt that.
No, I reckon I was just doing the odd little bit of hunting and things like that. Just plinking around, bit of shotgun. just having a bit of fun, really. And then I thought I should become a better shooter and came up to the club and.
How's that going for you?
It's working out all right.
Currently
I think.
Fifth in the country, Josh. Doing all right.
It's doing all right. Yeah. Now very rarely go hunting. It might be once a year that I do that. So, yeah, nice. I have less money.
much less money. Yeah, I have much money.
Oh, that's like quite caramelly.
That is, yeah. That's really nice.
That's too salt. We can't let Josh have that. That'd be taste too good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's really good.
I'm still at the point that I don't trust any of you, just so you know.
Just in general in life?
Did that start tonight?
This started like years ago.
When the eyes start watering, it might be a bit warm.
So pre-PRS for me, I really enjoyed long-range shooting, just straight up as far as we could, you know, on the belly and all field sort of stuff. What is beeping?
Probably
That's good.
Yeah, okay.
The building doesn't look like it's on fire, so it's fine.
Not yet.
I think it's the smoker, and it's probably.
Are you saying our next batch of wings are ready?
If somebody wants to go check, the next batch of wings are probably ready.
You better go check it then.
No, I can do that.
Is it qualified? You're all right.
I'm not qualified.
That
good
way
luck
we
to
don't
you guys.
Have to listen to you either.
Wow. Feeling a little bit of deal going on
here.
Yeah,
I missed the last episode and there was some shade thrown around. Oh, okay. So I figured I've got some time
there
to
was,
make up for here.
There was also the part where you ran hot sauce around the rim of your
I definitely worked that out already.
I feel like I need to, you know, sit and
I think
clean them.
I'd swap. I think you should go over there
that's
and
probably
sit between
smart.
Them.
It's
yeah,
just getting a bit
probably, yeah,
spicy,
it's
you know?
A little bit. There's a little bit going on there. So long range shooting. Before that, shotgun. Shotgun was what I really enjoyed doing. Yeah.
This is different. So
I can see you now, Andy.
How are you going?
You're prettier.
It's the camera angle, really.
It's the camera angle. Righto. I guess it's my turn. And unless, Josh, do you want to choose a sauce for us to eat?
I don't want to touch it. I don't want to touch it at all.
Okay.
I'm going to get into this.
I like how I'm just going to skip over that question, though, because before doing PRS stuff, I was just working in a completely different industry and doing nothing.
No, you didn't. You sort of delved right into
I just
PRS.
Jumped balls deep into PRS.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the way to do it, I think. Just full overcommit.
It's good because you just use everybody else's gear.
You guys were getting feisty.
Did you turn your car lights on, plushy, just to flex?
No.
Blanker, sorry.
All right. Fair enough. So,
what car's that?
That's his.
Just a Raptor.
All right. Good.
Is it the model with tits or dicks?
Do you know what happened?
It's got both. It chooses not to identify.
Do you know what's happened? Plushy is not going to be on track to hit 10,000 rounds this year. Oh. And so he's got to flex in other ways. That's yeah. why he bought the Raptor.
Fair enough. Fair yeah. enough.
All right. Speaking of Raptors, I have Grumpy Gary's Hot Sauce Burns Twice. What goes what goes in must come out. This is a 13 out of 10 burn rate. So we're starting to get a little bit spicier into the stuff now.
No, you mean lower level, mild.
This is on lower on the scale. I mean, yeah. now it's lower on the scale. If we put it on the scale, it'll be lower on the scale.
Well, right. while you pour that on your chicken, what was the first competition that you guys shot?
Ooh. That would have been
together?
Or you mean PRS or something what? Else?
No, just general.
First competition at all in the shooting world.
Oh, jeez.
I reckon I shot it's either an S-Class match or a metallic silhouette rimfire match.
Do you know which one?
No.
Good.
I reckon it'd be F-Class.
You want to choose one?
No, I reckon it'd be F-Class.
F-Class?
Yeah, I reckon. Oh, no. I shot a 3P match.
Mm?
Yeah, I did. I don't know what I was thinking, but I shot a 3P. Oh, shit.
Just wasn't.
I figure it's just going together. All over the table.
Did not go very well, mind you. Did not go well.
Tell us about it. This is what podcasts are for.
Oh, I shot the match and I didn't go well.
Okay. As in, like, you didn't hit any targets, you pointed the wrong way and got DQ'd. What?
I don't remember the score, but I recall you have to get him in the 10 ring, and I did not do that.
No?
No, I did not. Yeah, I got lots of outside of the 10 ring.
So like first, you normally shoot a match lately.
The first competitor, there's still a lot of shade going.
Oh yeah, I'm committing to this.
Okay, the first competitive shooting I ever did was pistol. Because obviously to maintain a handgun license, you have to shoot a competition to do so. So not necessarily by choice. I was terrible, but it was part of, you know, maintaining a handgun license. So that was the first actual formal competition I ever shot.
Do you remember where you did it?
I did. It was in Marksman in Adelaide because that's where we would go in on our lunch break and go in and shoot our handgun license qualifications. And it was, you know, that was good fun. It was convenient. I think it was probably with a Glock or something rubbish like that. And I got better over a bit of time. And by better, I mean like one or two extra hits out of 100. So not great.
And the total score of?
Six. Yeah. I got to 7 a couple of days. So that was impressive.
That's all right. You're getting there. You're getting there.
No. But that was the first competition I ever actually did.
Yep.
In my shooting history.
Mm. Andy?
Mine's not a formal competition. I'm going to say a Bucks show where we all had to shoot clays. Like clay pigeon sort of stuff.
Yeah, interesting.
I think it was about 20 of us.
Yeah.
I won. The Bucks was given blanks.
Are you?
This flexing is moving around on this. Andy's starting to get some flexing in lately.
Was this with me? Because I used to do that.
We've done some clay shooting, but I reckon it was before then.
Okay. Because I used to do that to the buck, who was putting blanks in, and then I'd give the blank cartridge to the best man.
Yep.
And they could pull it out later that night.
Nice. Very good.
It was there were some subtleties to that, but it was good fun. Okay, and you won, or at least that's the story you're going
with. Yeah. I reckon. I mean, there was a lot of controversy.
He's gone from committed, and now he's I think I did.
No, I definitely did, but I didn't want to brag at the time, so.
You brag now.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Just bring it out years later.
A silent achiever.
Josh, what about you? Competition, you can actually answer this one.
Oh, I don't know. Mine would have been just a regular 22 match. Where I would have been working, trying to actually do things, and then just like, hey, do you want to shoot? And going, yeah, sure, why not? And then shooting very poorly. So nothing really changed.
And then you tried to shoot a comp? Like you were shooting photography stuff and then didn't do well?
Yeah, no, both. Definitely both at the same time.
What do you reckon of the burns twice, gentlemen? Or do we have to wait for a return, return review tomorrow?
Well, less tastier than the mango.
Yeah.
It's definitely warmer.
It is warmer. Is that – Josh is looking very nervous. It's not like crazy hot or anything.
I think once we start crying, that's the one on the lower level.
The lowest scale.
That makes me feel really good.
Right. Well, is this –
We should swap it, yeah.
Yeah, swap it out.
Yeah.
Because that way Josh can remember us tomorrow.
Yeah, very when I'm good. Not here sitting at home in bed.
That's right. You won't be in bed. Plushie, I think it's your turn to swap out to another hot sauce.
Oh, look out.
So you do that. Now, the next question on our list we have here. Now, actually, Josh, are you across comments, by the way?
I can be.
Yeah, if you want to, just see if there's anything. You disappear, and we'll see if there's any comments we need to respond to. And if there's any comments in the audience, they can just yell it out, and we'll ignore them. We can't actually hear them very well because of the headphones. All right. So we should say some precautions as we start to get into the hotter stuff. Mm. We have a water tank near you, Andy.
I've got a big jug of water.
Yep. We also have on call milk. Which doesn't actually do anything, but anyway, we've got milk.
Some milk.
Might make you feel better, maybe.
Who's running that one?
I'm not sure I want to read these comments because there's just a lot of shade back at me.
Read them out. You get what you deserve.
Let's read out a few. Go on.
I think everyone's just here to see me suffer.
that is literally why everyone is in the building here. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, we want to come and see Josh die. So that's right. Is that right, everyone?
Well, we have Rosie here, we have Remy here, we have Ian here, we have Gabby here, and basically they are all here just to be like, yeah, we want to see you do a shot of hot sauce.
A shot?
So this is working out well for me.
Oh, have we got shot glasses here?
Woo.
Angus, you're up.
Do you have shot glasses?
I did not agree
here.
To that.
James, can you go find shot glasses? If we got shot glasses?
A shot glass worth of sauce on... Yeah.
You will watch me physically run through that whole door before that happens.
We could actually like dip into the shot. We should have thought of this before.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, all right. Cool.
Like little dipping.
What are we having there?
The next sauce we have 13 angry scorpions.
Yep.
Grim. Mm-hmm. It's aged Carolina Reaper Louisiana style hot sauce.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds hot.
It does not. Sound
what is
good.
The rating? Because those have ratings on the bottom.
This doesn't have a rating.
No, they don't have a name. But they don't have a number. But they have a name.
Oh, so it's also plumbers that can't read.
Pure evil.
Pure evil. So you went to the top one of those.
I don't know. It was unopened, so I decided to try.
All right, let's give it a go. Pure evil in the 13 angry scorpions. Did you shake it first?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good man. Good man. All right.
That just deep breathing of like preparing, or was it?
Okay. I'm gonna start putting down.
We did shake it, did we? Very good. Okay, good. Good.
It's exactly what I want. I'm a bit messy with this. Can you pass those shot glasses there, Josh?
Oh, nope. More of that.
What shot glasses?
The ones behind you.
Oh, they got...
Oh, amazing.
Put over there. Our assistant producer is all over it tonight. Right.
Why am I helping with this?
It doesn't even seem that hot.
That's way too hot. Hey, Andy, pass that around.
We're not dipping in this, no. Really? I mean, I thought only Josh had to do this.
No.
I just thought this was a convenient way of accessing.
Well, we haven't got enough shot glasses for the amount of sauces we have.
No, you can change it out. Just lick it out.
I am guaranteeing you right now I'm not doing that.
Well, that's a snippet. Just lick it out. Yeah.
Sorry?
Is this one hot?
Not at all, actually.
What did you just say?
It's not at all.
Why did I say it again?
You said that with a straight face. Plus have we got two podcast conversations going on here? I think we do.
It's what Rusty said. That's
all right.
All right.
There you go.
So here we are.
What is he going to do with that?
Yeet it away. That's what I'm going to do.
Right. Here we go with this. What is this one? Pure evil.
Well, while you guys do that, I'm going to ask the next question.
The next question. What about the next question?
Hey, Ness, do you have a question?
Yeah. What was your question?
No, okay, cool. What has been your favorite shooting event to date?
This? Yeah, what we're doing now.
I guess we shot Nerf guns earlier, so I guess it counts.
Ooh, tricky.
I shot things into Plushie's Raptor, so that was great.
Yeeted, I think.
One included a chair.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
No, we won't.
Right. Actually, that was pretty good, yeah.
It wasn't bad at all.
Andy, what has been your favourite shooting event?
Favourite shooting event? I might say the finale 2019 Little River.
Ooh, that was mine.
It was wet. And
is that the one bollocks?
No,
that was the one at Monado.
Oh, Monado. Wait. No,
2019 was Monado, yeah.
Oh, what was the one at Little River where it just rained and everyone got covered in mud?
That was just 2019 Little River.
Oh, I thought that was the finale.
No.
Oh, well, that one was fun.
Shows how well you remember events.
I can't remember events.
Did you come sixth?
Sure.
No, I was in production back then.
Yeah, okay.
Would have been up there.
I mean, there was only six people shooting, so.
So sixth.
Yeah.
Plushy.
2019 finale.
I'm going to finally.
Do you want to elaborate on it though?
Oh right, yes.
Like what was actually good about it?
The good bit was Trent wrote the match and Rusty delivered the match, and they didn't talk very well. No, it wasn't that. What did you say? The delivery was different to the methodology.
Yep.
And it was more challenging than everyone thought. Yeah. But it was
the 2022 finale too.
It sounds like finales in general.
But it was no, it was really good because it was really hard. And we had that switchy tailwind at Bernardo, which was one of the first times we'd had it.
That one just hit a spot in the back of my neck, and now it's burning right there.
Yeah.
Did it go to your balls?
Not yet. Okay. Give it time.
Give it 20 minutes. It'd be fine. Oh, wow, that's really good podcast conversation right there, just dead silence.
Well, as the one guy that's not suffering from hot sauce, maybe you can pick up the slack.
I was going to say, start right, a combo.
What is your favourite match that you have shot?
Oh, hang on, that wasn't the question.
Yeah, favourite shooting event.
Ah, that's different. I haven't shot any matches.
Okay. Shooting event.
Favourite shooting event then. Go.
I think it's 2017 PRI.
Ooh! Oh,
is that the first one or the second one?
PRIs were pretty cool.
One, yeah, I think it's cool. Just because it's a smaller crowd, and it's just the uniqueness of doing something on those lines.
Yep.
Plus, there's also you don't remember the bad things because it's so long ago. And we're all camping in the same place together. There was just a community atmosphere that's just been unmatched, and purely because there's more numbers and, everyone stays together and stuff, which is fine. But 2017 certainly holds a soft spot there in the PRI, which is a match down on private property, and we all got around for the spit, but that sort of set the groundwork for a lot of PRS
stuff. You're all pretty well camping in one spot, big bonfire, and it's just, good times.
The amount of movement in that match is probably unmatched to date.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
In terms of walking between stages or both on the stages?
Yeah, on the clock as well. Yeah.
Well, that's not surprising. When you have to run your own target out 400 metres and run back, you're not going to beat that amount of movement.
That is my favourite stage of a PRS match.
That's a good one.
That you didn't shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what just happened for you?
I just lost. I can see where it fell out from.
All right, you go down under the table and go and fix whatever challenge you had.
Wait for Andy to go cross-eyed.
Yeah, okay. Hello, Andy. Josh, you've actually probably been to, in the last period of time, the most PRS matches almost out of everyone.
I kind of feel bad for saying this, but I think it was the 2022 finale. I watched a lot of
guys. Why do you feel bad about saying that?
What do you mean?
Well, I watched a lot of guys that keep things composed normally at matches, and I watched a lot of people suffer through that match.
Can we not talk about it, please?
Do you want...
And one of them is you, because I'm pretty sure I heard you come up with something a few weeks...
Oh,
yep, that sounds fun.
Probably not good for the table.
Well, I'm pretty sure I heard something from you a few weeks later of a couple of points throughout the year, and that
no, it was a couple of points in that match. A
couple of points in that match.
No, it was my. Yes. I had the first magazine failure I've ever had on the clock happened in the finale, and it cost me the exact amount of points I needed to win the season.
Yes, I heard that.
The exact amount. Yeah,
there
was some people through the PRS community that I watched through the whole year. And never caught a glimpse of them sort of struggling through anything or whatever. But watch their mid-match and they look like that they were done on the Saturday.
You know what you needed to do? Donate like a...
A kidney.
No.
An appendix. Lung.
Appendix.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still didn't win though.
I did a lot better than I did.
Yeah, but you still didn't win.
He was on the podium for the first time he's ever been, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty good for Andy.
In open.
You should just like go through a rotation of getting it put back in and then taken out all the time. What are you getting taken out before this finale?
Oh,
his pride,
dignity.
I don't know. Yeah. How many things can you get taken out before you die?
Let's find out. Stay tuned, everyone. We shall find out how much of Andy.
If you're looking for a lung or a kidney or a
you got two ears, two eyes.
Good. Yeah. Good thing is you'll be able to afford future seasons if you sell them.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, all right. Well, that was good sauce.
Do I get a discount because it'll be less of me?
I don't know, mate. It's not my deal anymore.
5% off.
Five.
All right. Well, the Grim from 13 Angry Scorpions is it pure evil plushie?
Was that the one we just had?
Yeah, mic up here.
No, that was all right.
That was
all right.
It's a bit burny, but it's burny for the sake of being burny. It's not like tasty burny.
Yeah. Yeah. I like tasty burny. Not burny for the burny.
Yeah.
Right. But we're going to say burny for the sake of being burny for Josh.
Right. Speaking of which, this one is my choice next. This was the world champion at the World Hot Sauce Awards.
Bit of hush in the
in Louisiana.
God, what is this bringing in Macca's?
Did we just get food delivered? And we weren't invited. Oh.
Hey, that's not fair.
Oh, well. That's right. No, that's right. Josh, that's all got hot sauce on it. You wouldn't be able to eat it anyway.
Yeah, would you like some hot sauce for your chips?
So, this is Jekyll and Hyde Freakishly Hot from 13 Angry Scorpions. It's an aged, more... No, I'm not going to be able to say this. More, say that, Plushy. What's that word? More,
he's a plumber. He can't say it.
Yeah, because the electrician would be much better.
Moruga?
Yeah, well, I don't
Moruga
really like...
Scorpion.
I don't really like having Morugas.
Chipotle, barbecue, hot sauce.
There we go. Not,
I'm still learning, I'm still learning English, so it's okay.
It shows.
Right. I know. Let's give this one a whirl.
Where did this one come from, Rusty? Can you remember?
This one came from 13 Angry Scorpions.
Oh, that was useful. Yeah. What kind soul sent it in?
Oh, so no one sent this one in. This was a suggestion. We didn't make people give us hot sauce except one person.
That's my phone. Yeah.
You can have your phone. Annie, if you really need to, you know, message your mum or whatever. Like,
hey, there's one more view on the podcast. Like.
Oh, she never watches.
Thank God. All right. This was a suggestion. I don't remember who suggested. I should have written that down. But this was a suggestion from one of our listeners, the 13 Angry Scorpions.
Mm.
And I actually think they recommended this one. But I just bought the pack.
Like, a lot of it. Right. So, nice.
Do you know what?
Why wouldn't you?
Could our producer, assistant producer, there's a whole box.
Oh, have I been replaced? Can I go?
No, you're assistant.
You're a new producer.
Yeah, you're now part of the
team. No, that means I can like just go.
Nope.
I said assistant. Far out. Stop trying to get out of this. I'm setting it up in case you die.
He's not assistant producer for long. He didn't bring us food.
no, we've
the
got food.
The price of exit is one shot glass.
What I'm asking for is down where the hot sauces were next to the couch. There's actually a whole box of hot sauces we've ignored that did get suggested to us. You
this
know
is
what
bad?
You know what
I
box this
seen
is?
Those.
You know what box this is? I haven't opened these up.
No, I haven't been around for a little bit, so I haven't seen these.
This is the Steve Irwin image on the front.
Oh, yeah, no, this I have seen these.
For those who are listening to this podcast, we're going to have to put a photo up of this somewhere. Because this box of hot sauce arrived.
That looks
that's
about
the
right.
One. Yep. Bring it on over. This box of hot sauce arrived. I don't know where I saw it, but it has a disturbing image on the front. It is somehow, I'll show you, gentlemen, and let's get the review.
That's not Steve Irwin.
But
hold,
it is.
Hold it up
but
to
it's
that
not.
Camera.
All right.
That one over there.
There we go.
What is the upside that down thing?
We'll punch in on it. We'll put a photo up.
There it is. I don't know what to say about that. But
I have some things, but I don't think I'll be able to get away with it.
This exists.
Turn it this way. We'll
can I have another look? That's almost like AI tried to make. Nah, I don't know.
It's like Steve Irwin auditioned for the Barbie movie.
No, he's just got the Snapchat filter on. It'll be fine.
All right, cool.
Which one?
So let's see what's in here.
The he, she sort of. Yeah.
Bunsters. What? Shit. I'll pass you that, Bunsters.
Oh, these look like
and then
it's just an 8 out of 10. You'll be fine, Josh.
I'm going to pass you this Bunsters. Oh, that one looks for salami sauce. Right, let's get that one. Yeah, let's do that one. Yeah. And then this one here. I can't believe I forgot four hot sauces. This one is spicy ketchup. That'll be yours, Josh.
No, I'm still good. All right. Can I get the normal ketchup?
And last one out of this one. Hot honey. Oh, that's great.
I mean.
No, but let's go that one. Let's go that salami sauce first.
We'll do this later, after. Yeah, after.
Absolutely. Yeah. There we go. So
I'm still finding new spots on my glass. I still have stuff on it.
We did get suggested the Grumpy Garys. We did get suggested the 13 Scorpions. We did just get suggested the Bunsters. And we did get given. Oh, dear, what is this called? Scorpion Strike on steroids. Hottest barbecue sauce made in Australia. 25 out of 10. That is how we will end the show.
That's the one I picked up earlier and I thought, I don't know.
Can we cut to the audience for 1 minute?
Yeah.
So who in the audience tried that hot sauce?
That gentleman over there and that gentleman there. One still working.
I feel like they should both come in front of camera just to show themselves.
Prove to you that there is life after hot sauce. Yes, good idea, Josh. There is life after hot sauce. It's not the end of it.
So, Angus, what hot sauce did you go with first cab off the rank?
First cab off the rank he went with this Scorpion Strike on steroids.
Where did you spend the next 45 minutes?
We're not allowed to talk about it.
See, I have watched five people suffer through this. I'm good. Yeah. I am not taking that.
I mean, if it's the lowest, if it's the lowest scale,
right. Lowest on the hot. What's this one rated as? This is an 8 out of 10. Let's get that on there.
Oh wow, you are.
Oh my god.
Do you need a bowl?
I mean, probably.
Assistant producer, bowl.
We get used to this, right?
I love how we got up and went to do it though. That's great.
I'm also thirsty.
I think
I've
been replaced.
All right. Very good. That's actually pretty good.
No, it's not.
What?
I haven't tried it, but still no. Anyway, we do have more questions to get through.
Oh, more questions.
Tonight.
Good.
Right. Oh, sorry. Yes. All right.
I take issue, though. Our assistant producer just walked past the camera. That's not very producer-y.
Yeah, no, that's up to the editor.
He walked straight past the camera. Oh,
he did.
AI won't get that out.
What's that?
All right.
It's a holy bowl.
You can get your new farms on.
That's it.
I really want to see you pour that into the bowl.
You're fired. Completely.
Well, I also just want to point out that the camera's over to your left more, not where you ducked.
Completely missed the brief. That one is didn't just, understand the situation.
That one is just straight
anyway,
up good.
I have a question. I have the next question.
That's salami's good.
I can't remember which question I'm up to.
That's just straight up good.
What was the first competition that you shot?
Didn't we do that?
We did that one. Yeah.
All right, what is your biggest achievement that you have done so far?
I got
you
to meet.
You were not coming sixth.
Beat Plushie.
I got to meet Plushie.
Oh, wow.
You got to meet Plushie.
And I beat Plushie.
I've had to live with him the last 41 years. It's tough.
I feel for you, man.
Yeah, that's tough. I feel
for you. Did you want to talk about it? Because this is a good time. You're amongst friends.
41 years?
Yeah, we're vulnerable at the moment.
How old are you?
41.
Yeah, 36. Yeah. Fucking retard.
It's just felt like 41. is there anything you need to get off your chest?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean,
here we go.
That's a good question because there's an obvious choice.
insert violin music here.
No, there's an obvious. No, I actually think that the 2019 finale was kind of like a turning of the corner for me.
Oh, your obvious choice you're referring to isn't the fact that you're like. To talk about your 41 years of on Earth.
Correct,
it's the fact you won a match.
No, it's not that.
Okay. No, but that's what I'm saying. That's the obvious choice?
That's the obvious choice, yeah.
That's not what you're going with?
No.
No,
was,
okay.
No, it was the 2019 balls, finale.
It's the one you balls up.
It was very hard.
Yep. But oh, no, Monado, sorry. Yeah,
Monado.
Josh has literally just left.
Oh, hey, Josh, bye.
All right.
No, I stuck with it.
You're in.
Someone go catch him.
Have you locked the door?
He's got a key. He hasn't run outside. Okay. So it's watching on the cameras to see if he has someone got his keys for his car?
Got a lid.
No?
Right. We do. No, 29 finale for me.
Yep.
It was a match that it was very difficult. Then I'd been making progress throughout the season.
You had been actually. That was that was your first proper year in PRS,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay. It was my first year in PRS, yeah.
Okay.
I've been making progress and it was like, this is hard, nail down and you can do all right.
Mm-hmm.
I forget, I finished. I don't know if I finished sixth or eighth or something. Maybe sixth. Let's go with sixth. It's more fun.
That's a good number.
Good.
In the finale, but it was probably my proudest achievement. Where it was a very, very challenging match, and I put in a lot of hard work in that match, and I felt like I was rewarded for it.
Okay. Good. Good. Andy, what was
the question?
What's your greatest achievement in your shooting life?
Finishing sixth. Come on.
No, fifth now.
No, sixth.
Fifth at the moment.
No, sixth. What do you mean?
Just
this is your greatest achievement, not where you are right now.
Okay.
Sorry.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I'd say
it's yet to come.
Beating Plushie.
It's yet to come. Yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Biggest achievement will be like getting up to fifth and then finishing sixth.
In like 8 days?
Yeah, biggest achievement. You got to commit to something, Andy. I'm gonna hold you to. You've got to choose so far at this point in your career.
Mm.
It's a snapshot. That's what the idea of like eating hot wings and reflecting on your life is all about. All right. Wow. Okay.
Right. In the meantime, Rusty, what about you?
I'm still striving for greatness, so it's still to come.
Did you see how I threw to Rusty? And then
talking?
I'm ready to go.
Rusty, you go.
I mean. If we're being legit, I'd have to say PRS.
Mm-hmm.
Where it is up to, and obviously, you know, most gonna know that I'm on my way out with PRS, but I'm pretty proud of where it's sitting. There's lots of work to be done. There's lots more. It could go forward, but think about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, we were running around in paddock shooting. So it's come a long way. All right. Well, I'm going to suggest we have the green and gold hot sauce from Bunsters. It's an 8 out of 10 jalapeno.
Was that just a bit of smoke that came out the top? I swear I saw something coming out the top then.
Yeah, this is on fire.
Did you shake that?
I did.
Really?
Yeah, I really did.
It looks like balsamic vinegar
on
the top.
Yeah, do it again.
All right, I'll pretend we're making cocktails here.
We'll insert some music over this. It'll be fine.
No, you won't. All right, there we go.
No, Sam will.
Look at that. See, it rises to the top.
Much
just like Andy when he's shooting.
No, he doesn't quite get to the top. He stops just before.
You're right. It's about there. It's part way up.
About it. Yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna.
This must be the hot seat. This is the shady seat, isn't it?
Is that my paper towel that I can't reach now? Can you eat that over here? All right. Good.
This is why I don't sit at the table. It's much better from like out there.
Well, wow. I mean, normally you're not invited to sit at the table. To be fair, so.
It's very green peppery. Who would have thought it's green?
Green jalapeno-ish.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Wow,
is that good?
Yeah, well, that bowl.
I missed some stuff while I was running around. Yeah. What question did you get up to?
We were talking about the greatest achievement. No, yeah, greatest achievements.
Greatest Perfect. Achievements.
And Andy has avoided the question. But Josh is back. I think Josh, what is your greatest achievement?
I hit a target once.
Wow, that's
about
like
it. That's about it.
No that, one.
Thanks, Max. Appreciate that.
That's were like you trying to that? Find bus stop number one.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was pretty happy with that.
Well done.
It was from about 5 meters away, but I still hit it.
I mean, were you aiming at that target or the one next door?
The one about three over. But it was a target nonetheless.
Right. So genuinely, what has actually been your, in the shooting world, your greatest achievement so far? So far, Josh, I'm not going to limit you.
Actually, it was probably last weekend with beating the person's rifle that I borrowed and actually having
beating
a
their rifle?
Learn some things.
That is like a
beating them with their rifle.
Oh, that sounds violent.
Yeah.
Like, you mean in the car park or in the match?
Both. But no, it was actually like I learned a lot of things from it and I actually recovered from a match that wasn't so great with a few different issues.
Just hold on. James, how bad did you do last weekend? Because he did terrible.
You're in the wrong seat. This is the hot seat.
Hey, it still counts.
Speaking of counting, I'm not a big fan of that sauce.
Good.
It's not.
It's got a different.
It's not it's hot. Just, it just doesn't taste great.
No.
It's,
no.
Just,
it's not.
They've made a green sauce where there's some
let's put it on the highest scale.
You got the ladder, lid?
Yeah, I have got a
ladder. Ladder,
yeah.
Ladder lid.
We could probably bin that one. Hmm. What have you got there? You've just pulled something out of your pocket plushie. Ooh,
this was some
Is this part
weekend.
Of your greatest achievement?
No. Oh, well, no. Actually, it could
well,
be.
Well, could be.
It could be.
You're the only one who hit it. Mm. Mm.
What do I have I here? Agree. I've got a little piece of metal that looks like some weird-shaped testicles.
Maybe a milk jug?
Is plushie what? Overcompensating?
No.
Definitely overcompensating.
It says Cold War, and then it has the club's logo on it.
We did.
So
do you know
how
we did?
Cold were your balls?
Well, after Canberra, my balls were cold. We decided that we all sucked at it.
You know what? Rub a bit of this on it, and that'll sort them out.
Ooh, gotcha.
Right? That'll warm them back up.
So we decided to do a side challenge to the match. Didn't count for match points.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of those strung up at 385.
Mm-hmm.
One shot, 30 seconds, bit of bucking coming through.
Yep.
And see who can hit it. Well, I went first and I hit it.
Yep. Set the bar high.
And then nobody else hit it.
Yeah.
Ruined everyone else's emotions.
Yeah, I was running the match as well, so it was completely rigged.
Yep.
Okay. So about an inch wide?
40, I think it's 42 millimetres high.
No, that's
high.
Definitely 6 inches.
I think it's like 50-something millimetres high and 42 wide.
Mm. Okay.
That's what we shot at Canberra.
At 385.
Yeah, right.
That's pretty good.
Canberra one looks bigger. No? Okay.
It was, but a further distance.
Oh, okay. Oh, so relatively. I'm with you. Okay, right.
Sorry, so we started a new challenge that you can, if you can hit it, you get it. So I got one.
Nice.
What am?
Nobody else got one.
No.
Okay, so not only did you bring the Raptor in, but you also bought you full of toys to show off tonight to
little
flex
ball bags.
Yeah. All right. Good. Andy.
Yes.
We haven't forgotten about your greatest achievement that you've neglected to actually comment on. What was your greatest achievement in shooting so far? What are you most proud of?
It's going to be a little bit soppy.
Yeah, that's okay. Josh is right here. You can hold hands.
Oh, I reckon.
Why actually, what's going on?
Why are you laughing? You
don't touch me.
Okay.
No, I reckon.
Not above the table anyway.
Hey, just let the guy speak, all right? Let the guy speak. He's about to tear up.
I reckon my greatest achievement's like being part of this podcast and the community and that sort of thing. So there you go. Well done, producer and Rusty.
You don't get a shout, plushie.
You came in partway through. I've been here for a while.
He's used to that, coming partway through.
Hey, we like having
that's
you,
pretty
Andy.
Cool.
We
that's,
like having you. Yeah.
It's cool. Going to be pretty cool to look back in and like, you know, 20, 30 years
and
time.
Be like, go, oh my gosh, we did what?
Listen to it and be like, oh my gosh, who was this guy?
Your first couple of seasons, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still need to hold hands though? You feeling okay?
Just down here, down here.
Out of sight. Out of sight. All right, speaking of holding hands, all we right. probably need to up the ante on some of this.
Yeah, my lips are getting dry.
Some of this one. Should we go the butt tickler?
Give it a moment.
That had a bit of burn.
Now that you guys were holding hands, should we go the butt tickler? This is from Grumpy Gary's. I bought this one in Queensland on the Gold Coast. They were doing markets on the foreshore one night and thought, oh, give that a go. So got some butt tickler on the foreshore at the Gold Coast. So that was
you'll be needing that soon, buddy.
Fun.
Soon.
You're getting close. You're getting close.
I'll take the next one, thanks.
All right.
That's the next one.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right. Sounds good. So let's get that. You got another question for us, Josh?
I do have another question for you. What is your favourite firearm that you have owned?
You already asked this.
Yeah, we covered that.
I'm lost in my
mind. Oh, I thought that was like a special one.
Next
or
one, followed on from that. What is your dream firearm? If you could have anything in the world, what would your firearm be?
Those in the audience, think about that. I'm going to ask some of you guys for some suggestions. Angus already knows it's one that's not covered in hot sauce. What his is.
One that maybe feeds.
And shoots.
And the bolt closes too.
Without a hammer.
I'm going to say an M1 Abrams tank.
You know, I was thinking along the lines of a minigun.
No, Warhawk. A10. Yeah, no, A10. I changed my mind.
When I wrote this question, that's not what I anticipated.
I knew that was coming.
You didn't say legal. Can I have the butt tickler, please?
He's next to you.
Oh, hey.
Come on here.
There you go. Sorry.
You said the hand under the table, right?
Good question. I reckon Accuracy International, AXSR, would be my it's my current dream rifle.
Why is that your dream rifle?
A bit of a do-everything gun. You can go all the way down to a 223 or a they don't do the bolt for that yet. A 6mm.
I've heard you like going down. Anyway.
Nobody's complained yet.
Righto, this one's going on the scale. Where is it?
I haven't tried it yet. Is it that good? You can swap the barrel in like a couple of minutes. Everything with it. Long range. You can take three barrels and all your ammo to a hunting trip or whatever and change the barrel and off you go.
Okay. Good choice. Andy, what about you?
No, that was my answer, minigun.
Tell us more about it. Explain what it is, what it does.
Lots of rounds very quickly.
Okay. Good for shooting clays, actually. So I've been told.
Yeah. Yep. Or hunting trips.
Okay.
So is the next match you write going to be an unlimited match?
No. I don't have that much money.
Josh, what about you?
Andy doesn't write matches.
I'm not actually sure. I wasn't prepared to answer my own question that I wrote.
Okay.
That was tasty. Are you struggling?
No, I'm okay.
Just leaning back for a little bit.
It's got a bit of heat.
Yeah. Okay.
This one kicks in
tomorrow. This one's a but you won't be laughing is the tagline on it. Yeah, I get it. It's good.
Cool.
All right. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what I have. Maybe that shotgun that we saw at Beretta where the wings pop out.
Oh, that was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Mainly for that party trick.
What do the wings do?
They get hot and you put hot sauce on them and lick them off.
You press a button and they pop open and it looks cool.
Right.
After spending lots of money on it.
So is that where the shells eject?
No, not even.
It does that as well, but.
It does that too, but the wings pop open too and it just looks cool. Yeah.
Yeah, the side plates on the gun, when you press the button, they flick out. And it's like an attack shotgun.
Attack helicopter.
Yeah, it's like a Frudnet Glizzard, but shotgun form. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's not the bullets you have to worry about, it's the thing popping open.
Maybe it's like a little shield that pops up so you don't get hit by return fire.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's it. Ballistic shielding.
Yep. Cool. You right?
Nope.
All right.
That was hot.
That was less than one of the other ones.
I know. The heat is building up.
That was less than the one we put on the scales. But you're going to leave those one on the scales, are you?
Yes.
The concerning part, I've got one sip left in my beer and then I'm out.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, producer. Can I have a drink, please?
No. Assistant producer.
Assistant producer, sorry. There was iced coffee in the fridge. I will take that.
No. We've got to get to a hot sauce for that.
He'll take a gin.
My beer's getting low.
Righto. Is it time to grab the ripper?
You can.
How many questions have we got left?
I can't remember.
Yeah, they're in front of you.
Two, I think.
Two. All right, let's grab the ripper and see how that goes. And while I'm ripping the ripper,
I'll ask a question.
I will tell you about it. Now, this is the
I'll just shut up.
The ripper warning.
Oh, you just wiped your eye with.
Oh no! Oh, you've got a problem.
Spicy fingers.
That is.
That's
not
right. You don't have a soul. It won't hurt that much.
Does have an eye though.
Rough.
It does have an eye. Okay, this is the ripper. This is a warning. Comes with a warning. You ready? Might rip you a new one. All right. This is on a 17 out of 10 scale.
I still don't understand this scale. It doesn't work.
No, you're right. It doesn't really work. Oh, it's so hot.
You should go look through our TikTok comments and then it'll all make sense to you.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
The amount of sense that they make.
True. No, I'm into the dollars level on TikTok now. Speaking of comments, do you want to go check the comments, Josh? Is there any
any more about you having shots of
not
stuff?
Really. No, just, I think I'm
what
good.
Was that for
they're
me?
Just a big
was for you.
Where did that go?
Huh?
He puts it over there so he's not in camera.
Yeah, he's smart.
Yeah.
He's well planned out.
And now Josh has just left it over there.
Right, gents.
I minimized it on purpose so you couldn't see it.
I'm going to put this one in here so that you can,
Bernie.
try this one out.
I was legit hoping for an iced coffee.
Oh. No, save it. We're into the last two now.
I did ask for a beer though. I said mine was.
Someone take a beer.
Jeez, settle down. Put that on your eye.
That's a good idea.
Hmm. I can see clearly now.
But that's not how you drink a beer.
Right. Oh, really? That's my first time.
That's full of some ripper.
Nope.
Oh.
No. You said no already.
Apparently your face is as red as your beard is, Plushie. That's really impressive.
That's not unusual.
He gets embarrassed a lot.
Still impressive, though.
There's a few UVs coming through the roof.
Mm.
All right. Give me a song.
I'm waiting for that to kick in. But that's all right.
When you say all right.
Yeah, it's all right. It will kick in though.
Oh yeah.
I think we're just poised waiting for it. We're waiting for Josh to ask another question, but he's looking at comments.
Right. Yeah, we'll skip over those. Fine.
Hey, we should talk
all the comments abuse.
Should we discuss the cooking process of these wings?
Yeah, good idea.
It was complex.
Plus he brought the second rate cooker.
Well, when I went home to get the smoker, there was no help at home to help me lift the smoker on the trailer.
So you own slaves, though. Can you have two little slaves?
They're not big enough to lift a smoker yet.
Andy, we call them children. Okay,
just yeah. And the other one being the wife.
Who?
Wasn't home. So I had to bring the backup smoker, which was the electric smoker, and then the Weber GA. Yeah,
first world problems.
Finish it on the charcoal. Worked out okay. Just took three times as long as I hoped.
Okay. It's all right.
Most things that you do.
Andy, I'm going to request not everything. Top up of that because that ripper is good.
All right, well, while you do that, I have another question for you guys.
Sure.
What is the best piece of advice that you have ever received for shooting?
Definitely have this one, Josh.
I do not believe you.
That's the piece of advice that I've had.
Don't suck if you do.
Swallow.
Does that come with some undertones to it?
We had some overtones in that one. No, legitimately some advice.
Sorry, I'm just taking a piss.
Oh. Why are you doing the cold one? Give him
a
cold.
That's a good one.
Thanks. Josh came up with a question.
ChatGPT. Actually, Aaron came up with that one. I'll give him that.
The best piece of advice. Mm. You can only control the next shot, not the one you just took.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Deep. Do you want to unpack it a bit?
Don't dwell on the one that you just made a mistake on. Because if you do that, you might miss the next one. Just worry about the next shot you're going to take. And that's all you can do.
Yeah, okay.
This one's good, isn't it? That sauce is good. Ooh.
Yeah, if you don't dwell on the one that you missed, how do you correct for the next one?
Think about it, but don't dwell on it, Andy. Yeah. Don't dwell.
I was going to say the bullet never lies.
You stole mine, you bastard.
Oh. Yeah, you take the information, you apply it, and you move on.
Okay.
Ooh, that's hot.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel this
one. It's getting there.
This one's he's just.
Which one was that?
That's a ripper. That's 17 out of 10.
Oh, no. She's low on the scale.
Prick.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. I like that one. Andy's just. How much did you actually have, Andy?
It was a full dunk.
All right.
Well, what'd you do?
I did like three dunks. I'm going to have some more, though. Oh, wait, where is it? There. No, you've got a beer.
Yeah, isn't that it?
Anyway, Rusty, what is the best piece of advice, shooting advice that you have received?
Honestly, the bullet that never lies is the one that that I was going to say. So I'm going to say it anyway. But the point being, like, you can rely on data, you can rely on all this sort of gear, but where are the bullet? Like, I've seen it so many times, guys. You guys get emotional about eating wings. I'm crying about what I'm pouring out on this, but anyway, there's going to be more. I've seen so many times that guys are like, oh, no, I shouldn't be doing that on my data. So this sort of point is the bullet's going where the bullet is. Now, there's lots of reasons as to why. And as you shoot longer and you develop more understanding, you get to understand new things as to what's explaining what's happening. But that bullet is you know, I've seen people literally argue with where their bullet went.
Mm.
You're like, no, that's where it went. There's a reason why it went there. Might not be the reason you think it is, but it went there.
Mm.
And you can unpack it more because you just told the same phrase.
Yeah.
On that bullet.
I mean, obviously, you know, the bullet sometimes lie if you're really, really bad at reloading.
Yeah, run in front of the cameras. Thanks.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I've been in a similar situation where it's like you'll be looking at your Kestrel, looking at the numbers, and then you're hitting like 3/10, 4/10 low at 500 meters, and you're like, what the hell's going on? But then you run your owner over a chrono or something like that, and you're like, ah, oh, that's why. You know, and it's just like it points to a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Josh, what about you? You've been relatively new to shooting out of the four of us.
I guess mine is freshly coming into it is slow down. Like, just properly slow down, and in the start of it, like, don't worry about the time, don't worry about all of that. Focus on where you're shooting, watching where that goes, making a correction based off of that to make the next shot impact if you miss. Or if you get an impact, spotting where that actually hits and make that correction to get it a center plate. But just slowing down, slow right down at the start, and then, you know, that stuff will come with time.
Yep.
The more that you do it, the quicker you'll get, the more natural it'll get, the more you'll be able to read the conditions, the more you'll be able to manage things.
Yeah.
Just slow down.
And you'll find in a stage, if you slow down, if it's like a 10-round stage, if you slow down and take 8 shots, you'll probably take 8 good shots instead of 10 rush shots.
Yeah, and there's the difference between hitting 8 good shots and then missing 6 bad shots.
Yep. Yep. Definitely.
Speaking of bad shots, can you refill that water?
Righto.
Yeah, that ripper is ripping. It's ripping. And good. Plushy's gone to find out how. Did you wash your hands before you went, Plushy?
Touch your eyes. No, please do.
Oh, that got very serious there. Very good. All right. We got. Oh, wow.
Ooh, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, let's not throw things in the warehouse, Josh.
I'm going to need that later.
Cheers.
Sure.
Now.
The other one I was thinking of was.
Wait, we'll need that.
Yep. My cable's wrapped around the wheel of the chair.
Oh, no.
It does that.
Oh, no.
The other one I was thinking of was, like, buy once, cry once. Before you buy once and cry once, go out and try a bunch of stuff, as in, like, borrow.
Try once, or, buy once, cry once.
Yeah, that's, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. No, like, just ask. Try lots, buy once.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, try lots, buy once, cry once.
Okay.
Sure. Yep.
I'm just going to look at the comments to see if Josh is lying to us.
I mean, jumping back onto that, that is something I can attest to of, like, I know I'm in a fortunate position of being able to do what I do, but I've been able to play with a lot of gear and play with a lot of different things that people, you know, the community is come along and try a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to jump into it and go, actually, no, like, I've used a lot of different bags. Cool. The Schmedium is the one that I'm going to grab because that's the one I'm best suited to. And same with a lot of other gear, being able to use different chassis, different stocks, all the rest of it, and go, no, this is the one that feels best for me. If I'm going to make a purchase, I'm going to use that one.
Yep. I feel like if you're new coming into the sport these days, the decisions are almost a lot easier. You haven't got a lot of that trial and error where, like, in the early days, we were making our own bags. We were trying to figure out what worked, didn't work, and it's like, you know, you're trying to play with cheap, crappy tripods and bipods, and you're just like, man, what's going on? And these days it's like, all right, this bipod, this bag, this rifle, and you're pretty well solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And scope.
So I can confirm pretty much all the comments are directed at Josh. No, there is some like there's actually some backing up of the advice and sort of matching the stuff you guys are saying. So.
Yeah,
oh, I mean, good. How long are we going to put Josh out of his misery? Do we have to like? Well, is there a countdown?
We are onto the final round now. I think we're onto the final round.
Yep.
We've got one more source for us to try.
Oh, yep. No.
And during this, Josh is going to have to try one.
Yep. I'm still considering jumping out the top story.
But then we still
a big possibility.
That top story is far enough to break, not kill.
That's fine. That'll take him to the ER where there's drugs.
Do you know what you can have on the way to the ER? Hot sauce. All right. Gents, I believe we are on to... Not that one. We are on to this one. Jeez. Scorpion strike on steroids.
Mm. I'm not Plushy. Trying that one.
Now, I might have spoken too soon here, but my missus always said I couldn't handle spicy things. Look at me now. Maybe
no,
I've spoken
no.
too soon.
That wasn't talking about sauce, mate. She's just disappointed. Just need some clarity around that. All right. What was our last question? What are you asking now? I'm getting more water.
What is on your shooting bucket list or goals? Like, what is the one thing that stands out for you as I want to do this?
USA yep. PRS finale.
You're not good enough for that.
Not this year.
Whoa. Jeez.
Rough. Sorry, there was a moment. There was a moment. There was a moment there where I thought I was, and then it turned out I wasn't.
Wow.
All right. Good.
Yeah,
that's a good goal to have, Plushy.
Yeah.
Why that? Why is that the pinnacle for you?
You said it right there. It's the pinnacle.
At the moment, sorry, I gave away your reason.
Yeah, you did. No, at the moment, that is the pinnacle of PRS. I think ultimately the IPRF will probably take over, but right now, no.
Yep.
Okay.
On your way to get to there, do you have anything that you would change in your training in the lead up to that compared
that
to
just
what you can't
smells like?
Oh, yeah. Every day, do some dry fire practice. Yeah.
Like you have the past week?
No.
But actually do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like I did last year, not this year.
How'd last year go?
Start with that.
Much better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Andy?
Did you win things, though?
Yeah, last year, yes.
Did you win the finale? Did you take it all out? How many points was it?
Hey, Josh.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Josh. Yeah. Josh, how many points have you scored at a PRS match?
None.
Good.
Hey, I'm okay with that.
Have some sauce. Chill the
He's about to go into his show shortly. So, yeah. All right. Oh, very good.
Chuck has a couple of... Oh, thank you. Read my mind.
Andy, what about you?
I'd say for myself would be, yeah, travelling overseas, whether that's the Worlds or the US finale. But, yeah, travelling overseas and representing sort of Australia. And I think that's sort of, like what Plushy was saying, that's sort of the pinnacle.
Yep.
That's the top end of the...
I kind of want to watch Plushy just do this.
Yeah.
This is my pinnacle now.
Have some more, mate.
How much did you put on about that much?
Have you had some of yours?
I have had some of mine. Right. Yeah. No. I don't want to. Actually, well, so far.
Oh, shit.
So far, this is all right. But I didn't have a huge amount. I'm going cautious with this one.
I put a decent serving on.
I think I put
on.
Too much on.
I put a decent serving on. I put triple.
Yeah, no, well, that's.
Triple that.
That's now. I've had two lots of that. But I keep topping up. I'm going to go for like three or four servings. I'm just. Working my way towards them. Right. What makes this hot sauce so hot? Ingredients. Trinidad scorpion chili. Oh, there you go. That's probably part of it. White vinegar. Worcestershire sauce. Can you guys say Worcestershire?
Worcestershire.
Josh? No, I'm not going to try.
Okay, good. Caramel colouring. Natural chili extract. Okay.
Is that beer for you? Where's my other beer? He wanted.
You can probably
coffee.
Grab the iced coffee out.
Can I have the iced coffee now?
Did you not take that beer? I sent it across to you.
Ginger took it.
Ginger took it. Ginger's struggling. You might need to sleep here.
Oh, it's kicking in now.
There's a bed under the track up there.
Oh, fuck.
Josh, what about you? You're eyeing off the competition circuit next year.
I don't know if I have big term goals, but my goal for next year is I want to go to New Zealand. I want to go and shoot some of their field matches and all their bits and pieces. They look like they've got some very cool stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So now I want to go shoot with them. I think that would be a very good couple of weeks away.
Bye.
Oh wow! Plushy has just exited.
It's the hoodie, isn't it?
He's going to get the iced coffee.
Yeah, it's getting there.
Yeah. All right. Nice. That's a good ambition.
Yeah. Yourself?
I want to shoot a long way. I want to get back into some of the real long range shooting I was doing.
Ooh. Yeah.
So let's see if we can't.
Coming from some things that are coming soon, from going out and doing some of the filming we've been doing and stuff that's coming.
Yep.
I even noticed a difference in you shooting that, in seeing that passion is there for shooting that long distance, and actually how far can we stretch this thing?
Yep. I want to get back to the point where where 2Ks becomes standard and relatively not never easy but consistent.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that kicks in now, isn't it? I'm starting to feel like that neck just tension up a little bit. Everything's just getting a little bit tighter.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Josh, don't recommend you try this one.
I was not going to.
But when Plushy gets back, we're gonna have to get him to try the Ripper. That's the one.
It's the tongue in the back of the throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard that.
What did you put your Why did you do that? So Josh, there's some Ripper in there. Do you want it in there or do you want to pour it on?
No, I want it on a wing. If I'm gonna have something, I'm at least gonna
eat. You're gonna have a wing. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do you wanna dip it into that?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that. Pour it on. I'll dip it.
Hey Plushy, bring that over here and I've got some good news. Yeah. Bring that over here. Handy's out as well.
I'm getting a beer.
You guys are all bad. All right, Josh, I'm going to throw this over to you.
I love that you've come back with the big thing of ice coffee.
There's ice cream there as well, actually.
Where? Bring the ice cream, please.
Can we grab the ice cream? It's in the freezer. And some spoons.
I didn't think a ginger could cry.
Yeah, he's getting there.
And I just touched him in my eye.
Stop touching your eye, Plushy. Stop touching your eye. He's getting serious. He's going to get angry in a minute. All right. Anyway, speaking of angry, Josh.
Cool.
I'm going to top up this shot glass of hot sauce.
Perfect.
This is the Ripper.
Cool.
From Grumpy Gary. Not the one that ruined these boys, but I'm going to throw it over to you. Ready?
That didn't make it.
It's so close enough for you to get. It. I'm going to finish this wing though.
There's going to be some edits involved in this podcast, just putting that out there.
Yep. Have you sworn on a podcast yet? Because I think you're about to. Hayley, bring it over. Plus she needs it. All the help he can get. There's yogurt there.
Thank you.
That's right. I think ice cream would
be. Don't just put your face in it. All right.
I just want to put it out there. Yeah. I hate this podcast.
Like in general or this episode?
All of it. All of it. Because it's all been leading up to this.
Yeah, it's true. And why we started 8 years ago. So have you got have you dipped it?
Yeah, I just put it straight in there.
Okay.
If you can do something, go do it balls deep.
Plushy is just taking his first spoonful of ice cream. Andy is just gone. I don't know where Andy's gone. Plushy is thinking about, you're contemplating life, aren't you? You're really what did I get involved with here?
What I love best is the editors have no idea what's going to happen tonight until they review this.
How are you going, Josh? Take us through your first time. This is your first time actually having a hot sauce,
good.
Isn't it?
I'm good.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, not good.
Not good? Not good?
The broken legs would have been better.
You're still smiling and you're still sitting at the table, so you're doing better than either of these two.
I've had about six gins.
All right, that's helping out. I'm looking for a paper towel. Here it is. Plus, he's just dying in the background. Andy, have you been crying?
No, I haven't been crying.
Because you look like it. Your eyes are red. Yeah. Good. How's your beer?
Oh, dear.
You know what? Not a bad entree.
No. No. Would you like some more?
No.
Yeah.
All right. So, gentlemen who
what is that?
Hey, Jan, Josh.
This is helping.
All right, your glasses are fogging up.
Yeah. Did I miss it? I can end the podcast wherever.
Did I miss it? Which one did he have?
He had the Ripper.
Where? I didn't see it. Can you do it again? I did not see. Good.
Yeah, I think you need another bite.
One more bite.
Another bite.
Yeah, I'm good.
One more bite.
No, just one more.
I did not see.
I definitely missed it.
I can end this podcast right here. I'm good.
No need. But
let's not end it now. Just tell us about it. How's it feeling, Josh?
Yeah, I'm not having hot sauce ever again.
That's coffee.
Which one was the Ripper? Did we have that one?
Yeah, that was our second to last one.
That was all right.
Yeah. Those are up. Good. Did you need some ice cream, Andy? Because plushie's into the ice cream.
Yep. You know I like ice cream.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I have at home what to do you like have at help home? Sort all my brass in my reloading process?
Ice cream?
Ice cream containers. Oh, okay.
How did you get those?
Not where like I saw that going.
20 of them.
Okay. And did you provide them yourself?
I did.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Good. All right.
Yep. They're really good because you can just like put brass in there and then stack them up and yeah.
Okay. This is good to know.
It's fine. It's not emotional. Not emotional at all.
And see, you guys are seeming to be on the same level.
Should we hold hands?
You guys have got something in common now. This has come full circle. What a podcast about life and journey and repairing relationships.
It's the hoodie. It's really you the guys, hoodie. Just you guys started right here.
Started out tonight.
Thanks, Maxwell.
Started out tonight. Hanging out. Oh, very we're finishing nice. Up. All right.
Oh, there we did go. You press the button?
Apparently I did. Let's go with that.
There we go. That's the end.